Well, good morning. It's a privilege to be here with you all again today.
早上好，我很荣幸来到大家中间。
I especially enjoyed the singing this morning.
我非常喜欢我们今天早上所唱的诗歌。
The selection of songs was beautiful.
这个挑选的这些诗歌都非常美。
Well, I'd like to speak to you about an unusual combination, perhaps, this morning.
今天早上我要讲的这个，我要证的道，可能是一个不太平常的一个组合。
I understand that today is Father's Day in Taiwan.
我听说今天是台湾的父亲节。
August the 8th.
八月八号，爸爸节。
Did anybody remember?
你们知不知道今天这个节日？
Wonderful.
很好。
Well, you know, some many times we think about mothers.
大家通常会记得母亲。
And here in the U.S., we have a big, big celebration on Mother's Day.
在美国，我们每次母亲节总会有很盛大的纪念活动。
And it should be that way.
的确是应该如此。
But do you know, fathers are also very, very, very important.
但是你们知道吗？父亲也是非常非常非常重要。
And if I were to title this morning, I would call it this, the love of fathers, or excuse me, love and fathers, the foundation of real living.
今天早上这个正道，如果让我给出一个题目的话，我想会说是爱和父亲，我们真正生活的基础。
I think ordinarily we think about love and mothers.
通常我们想到爱的时候，总会联想到母亲。
And that's true.
这的确是如此的。
The love of a mother is very, very powerful. It's strong.
母爱非常的有力，非常的坚强。
And normally we associate these two words together, love and mothers.
通常我们把爱和母亲总是连在一起。
We don't as often associate the word father and love together.
好像我们把父亲和爱连在一起的时间，没有把母亲跟爱连在一起的时间那么多。
Perhaps most often we think of fathers and the law.
通常我们可能想到父亲的时候，我们想到的是纪律。
Is that true?
是不是这样的？
Maybe sometimes, maybe it's not.
有时候可能是这样，有时候也许不是。
But you know, because that we don't associate love and fathers together very often, I think perhaps that makes a loving father even that much more powerful.
我想也许我们通常不把父亲和爱连在一起，这也许证明一个有爱心的父亲是更加重要的。
I'd like to read a couple of verses of scripture about love this morning.
今天早上我想和大家一起读圣经的几段经节来谈到爱。
Mark chapter 12 verses 30 and 31.
马可福音十二章第二十九节到三十一节。马可福音十二章。
And while you're turning, let me explain my thoughts this morning.
你们在翻圣经的时候，我来跟你们解释一下为什么选这段经节。
I'd like for us to look at this passage of scripture about love and not try to determine exactly what love is this morning, but get us to thinking in that direction.
今天早上我想选这段经节，我想让大家一起来思想到底爱是什么。
And then I'd like to tell you a story.
然后我想跟大家分享一个故事。
Mark chapter 12, 30 and 31.
马可福音十二章第30和31节.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，这是所有诫命中最大的一条。其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer.
我们低头来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we bow before you once again this morning with thankful hearts.
我们天上的父，我们在您面前再一次低头，向您献上感谢。
Father, we've gathered here to worship you, and we thank you for your presence that we sense in the service.
天上的父，我们感谢您今天在我们中间，我们来到您的圣殿中一起敬拜您。
We thank you, Lord, for showing us what you want us to speak about this morning.
天父，我们感谢您今天把要讲的信息呈现给我们。
And Father, now we ask for your help for the words to be spoken and open each of our hearts that we can receive the truth that you have for us.
天父，请打开我们的心，让我们能够接受今天的信息。
We ask in Jesus' name, Amen.
以耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Well, in this passage of Scripture, we are instructed to love in several ways.
在这段圣经经节之中，神告诉我们要怎样去爱。
We're instructed to love with all of our heart and with all of our soul.
神告诉我们要尽心、尽意、尽力、尽性去爱。
With all of our mind and with all of our strength.
用我们所尽心、尽意、尽性爱主。
You know, this has to bring some questions to our minds.
这个带来了很多，给我们带来很多疑问。
How in the world can we love in these ways?
我们怎么样才能够尽心、尽意的去爱呢？
But before we talk about how we can love in these ways, I think we should get a little bit of a grip on what love is.
在我们谈到怎样去爱之前，让我们先来解释一下到底爱是什么。
So what is love?
爱是什么呢？
I think love is a very misunderstood thing.
我想爱，很多人都已经把这个字误解了。
People have tried to define love since the beginning of time without much success.
在有人类的时候，人们就开始试图去定义爱，但是没有，好像没有什么很好的定义。
So maybe first of all, we should think about it from the other side. What is love not?
也许我们从反面去想，到底什么不是爱，什么是不爱？
Well, first of all, it's not something you catch, you know, like a cold.
首先，这个爱不是什么事情，什么你可以抓到的东西。
And you know, people talk about falling in love, but love is not a hole that you fall into.
人们常常说我陷入爱情之中，但是这个爱情它实际上不是一个洞可以让你陷进去。
And you know, sometimes we talk about love as being warm and fuzzy inside.
我们有时候说到爱，我们觉得爱是让你心里能够觉得很温暖、很舒服的这种感觉。
Have you ever felt warm and fuzzy inside?
你觉得有过这种感觉吗？觉得心里很温暖、很舒服。
I don't want to embarrass you. You don't have to raise your hand.
你不用举手。
But you know, I hope you have felt warm and fuzzy inside.
但是我希望你心里有过这种感觉。
It's not wrong.
这没有错。
But that's not love.
但是那不是爱。
It's not love.
不是爱。
Feelings come and feelings go.
感觉可以来，也可以走。
But love has to be more concrete than that.
但是爱必须是恒久的。
What is love?
到底什么是爱呢？
You know, if you really want to know what love is, we have to look to God.
我们要想真正知道爱是什么，我们必须要去看神。
Let me read you another verse of scripture, just a very short verse.
让我来给大家读一段圣经，很短的一段。
1 John chapter 4 and verse 8.
在约翰福音的第一章第八节。
1 John 4 and 8.
约翰一书的第一章第八节。
And here we have a very, very simple, direct definition of love.
我们有一个很简单、非常直接的给爱下的定义。
It starts off, "He that loveth not knoweth not God."
不知道爱的人就不知道神。
For God is love.
因为神就是爱。
So if you want to know what love is, know God.
如果你想知道爱是什么，你首先要认识神。
The scriptures tell us that God is love.
圣经告诉我们说神就是爱。
He is the essence. He is the synonym. God is the definition of love.
神是爱之中的精华，神是爱的定义。
Love is what God is.
神就是爱。
Now, I don't think I've simplified the definition of love very much.
我想我并没有把爱的定义简化。
Because how many of us fully understand God?
我们中间有多少人真真正正的了解神呢？
You know, God is something that we are to learn about. He is someone that we are to learn about.
神是我们想要去了解、去认识的一个什么人吗？
But I believe in our human minds, it's impossible for us to fully understand God.
但是我相信在我们人的这个头脑之中, 神, 我们永远不可能用, 完完全全地了解神。
But think along these lines, God is love.
但是这样去想, 神就是爱。
If we are going to act in love, we must act as God acts.
如果我们想要追求爱的话, 我们必须要像神那样去做。
But before we move on, let's look at one other thought about love.
让我们再看看另外对爱下的一个定义。
How strong is God's love?
神的爱到底有多么强烈。
One other verse of scripture that probably all of you can quote.
在圣经上另外有一个经节, 大家也许还不知道这段经节。
Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 16.
约翰福音第6章16节。 我们大家很多人都会都背过这个经节。 约翰福音。
It gives you just a moment to turn if you like to turn.
如果你们想翻的话, 翻到约翰福音第6章第3章16节。
But as we read this verse, notice it tells us how strong God's love is.
这段经节告诉我们神的爱究竟有多么强烈。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的不至灭亡, 反得永生。
Now, you know, we're talking about Father's Day this morning.
今天我们在谈到父亲节。
Could I see how many fathers are here today?
看看我们中间有多少是父亲。
How many fathers? Yes, lots of fathers.
我们这里有很多父亲。
Do you know, in order for you to be a father, you must have children.
你知道,要做父亲,你首先必须要有孩子。
Perhaps some of you have a son.
你们中间也许有的人有儿子。
But you know, we think about this verse, John 3:16. It is a powerful, powerful statement.
我们看到这个约翰福音第3章16节, 这是多么有力的一段经节。
What is love?
什么是爱?
God gave his only son to die for rebellious sinners.
神把他的独生子赐给那些反抗的那些罪人。
How could he do that?
他怎么能够做到这样呢?
Would that be easy for you to do? No, of course not.
对你来讲这很容易做吗? 显然不是的。
Do you know, it's easier a little bit maybe in our minds to think about somebody who is very, very nice in trouble and needing help.
我们很容易去想象一个人,他非常非常好,他在困难之中,他总是去帮助别人。
We might could make a great sacrifice to save that person's life.
也许我们可以为这样的一个人做牺牲。
But to risk our son's life for somebody who's rebellious, who doesn't like us, who curses us?
但是你愿意为一个诅咒你的人,甚至就是对你很不好的人,献上你儿子的生命吗?
And yet this is what God did.
这就是神所做的。
Now that gives us a little bit of a insight into what God's love is like.
这段经节让我们看到了一点点,能够体会到一点神的爱究竟是什么。
One thing for sure I'd like for you to remember this morning.
今天早上我特别希望大家能记住一点。
Fathers and mothers and young people alike.
父亲,母亲,还有年轻人,他们都很像。
Remember this, love is a decision.
记住, 不管是父亲,母亲,还是年轻人, 记住这一点, 爱是一个决定。
God made a decision to love us.
神决定要爱我们。
In my mind, I can say this, God said, I'm going to make man, and I'm going to love him.
在我的想象之中, 我想象神说, 我要造人, 而且我要爱他们。
And fathers and mothers, but especially fathers, when we love, it's because we made a decision to love.
父亲们, 母亲们, 特别是父亲们, 我们爱的时候是因为我们做了一个决定要去爱。
You husbands, do you always feel in love?
这些做丈夫的, 你们总是觉得心里有爱吗?
Mothers too, do you always feel in love?
母亲们也一样, 你们觉得心里总是有爱吗?
Oh, I'm afraid my wife cannot feel in love always.
我想我太太可能不是一直都觉得有爱的。
I'm afraid I must do things that frustrate her.
我想有时候我做一些事情让她很苦恼。
And I'm sure at that point she doesn't feel those warm fuzzies.
我想在那种时刻她可能心里觉得不那么温暖,不那么舒服。
You see what I mean.
我想你们理解我的意思。
But we love because we made a decision. We are going to love this person.
但是我们爱是因为我们做了一个决定，要去爱这个人。
I'm sure that the most of the trouble is on my side in my marriage.
我想在我的婚姻之中，很多的问题，多半的问题都在我身上。
I'm sure I do many things to frustrate my wife.
我想我做了很多错事让我太太不太高兴。
But sometimes I'm frustrated.
不过有的时候我自己也觉得很沮丧。
I think that's the way that it's going to be.
我想可能生活婚姻就是这样的。
But do you know, sometimes when I'm frustrated, it's not proper for me to say, oh, I don't love her anymore.
但是我想在我就觉得非常沮丧的时候，我不能说我不再爱你了。Even
when I don't feel those warm fuzzies inside.
尽管我心里不再觉得那么温暖，那么舒服，我也不能这么说。
I made a decision. I love this lady.
我做了一个决定，我爱这个太太。
I'm going to act like it.
我要这么去做。
Sometimes it's work.
有时候这个好像很有效。
But there's never any question.
但是我从来不问什么问题。
I see you understand what I'm talking about.
我想你们明白我的意思。
Sometimes, folks, we take ourselves, you know, by the nape of our neck and we pick ourselves up and say, now act.
有时候我们揪着自己的领口，把自己揪起来说，现在开始行动。
Feeling has nothing to do with it.
这和感觉毫无关系。
We have made a decision and we follow that decision.
我们做了一个决定，就要照这个决定去做。
We love not because we feel like loving, but because we made a decision to love.
我们去爱并不是因为我们感觉上想要去爱，而是因为我们做了这个决定。
But listen, friends, this is very important.
朋友们，这是非常重要的。
I wish I could express to you my feelings.
我希望我能把自己的感觉传达给大家。
And there we go again to feelings.
但是我们又讲到感觉。
But feelings is a result of something.
但是感觉是一个结果。
Think of this. If I mash my finger with a hammer, you understand?
Yeah. 想一想，如果我把那锤子把这个指头给打碎了。
I have a strong feeling.
我觉得好痛啊。
But that feeling just lets me know that there's a sensation there.
但是这个痛的感觉只是让我明白我的手指有感觉。
Now that's a bad feeling.
这是很不好的一种感觉。
Now I don't want to make everybody hungry, but you know, you think about some nice dessert, a very sweet, something sweet to eat.
我现在不想让大家觉得饿，但是想象一下，你想到一道很美的甜点，很好吃的甜点。
And you know, you put that a bite in your mouth, and such a nice feeling goes all over your tongue.
然后你挖了一勺放在嘴里，然后舌头上觉得好舒服啊！这个美妙的感觉，立刻你满嘴都是这种香甜的感觉。
You know, some people love chocolate.
有的人喜欢巧克力。
Some people, well, they just like different things.
每个人有不同的喜好。
And it's a feeling.
这是一种感觉。
That sensation that we get when we eat that very nice food, it's a feeling.
我们舌头上所感受的这种美妙的香甜的滋味是一种感觉。
It doesn't mean that the food's good for us, does it?
它并不是说我们吃的食物对我们很好，是不是？
You see what I mean? Feeling is just a result of something.
所以感觉只是一种什么事情的结果。
You know, you can try this sometimes when you're in extreme pain.
当你觉得非常痛苦的时候，你可以试一试。
Maybe this sounds crazy to some of you.
对你们中某些人来说，可能这个想法非常的疯狂。
But it will help you.
但是它会帮助你。
When you are in real extreme pain, tell yourself this and think about this.
当你极度痛苦的时候，你告诉你自己这样，你这么说。
Pain is not a tangible thing. It's just a feeling.
痛苦不是说可以触摸到的什么东西，它只是一种感觉。
That's not really what happened. I mashed my finger, but that caused the pain, but the pain is just a sensation.
我把手指头给打碎了，但是这只是一种感觉，它并不是实实在在的一件什么事情。
You know, I was in Papua New Guinea with my family as a missionary for a number of years.
你知道我在New Guinea是什么非洲的一个什么国家，他曾经在那里做了好几年的宣教士。
We were way off from any kind of help.
我们那边得不到任何的帮助。
Way up in the mountains.
我们住在大山里面。
That's where we lived and worked with people there.
我们就和那边的人们在一起工作生活。
And one time, it'll take too long to tell you the story about this, but I cut my finger right here.
有一次我就把手指头这个指节这儿给划过了。
And it was cut very deep.
这个刀口非常深。
And there was nobody else there but my wife and my children.
只有我太太跟孩子在身边, 没有别人来帮我。
And it would be that way for weeks. Nobody was coming to see us.
在那里经常是这样,连着几个星期都没有人来看我们。
And I cut it right on this joint. The scar is there.
我就把它砍在我这个指节上了,现在这个伤疤还在这儿。
And I bandaged it up, and it didn't heal up, and I put a stick, and I taped it up, and it didn't heal up.
我把那个胶布绑在上面,绑了好几层,但是还是没好。
And so I didn't know anything to do except get a needle and some thread.
我实在不知道该怎么办,所以我就找了一段丝线。
And I sewed it up.
把这个胶布给缝起来了。
Now, I didn't have any medicine to make it numb.
我也没有任何药可以让这个伤口变麻木，就是麻醉剂一样的，就不痛了。
And I didn't even have the kind of needles that doctors use.
我甚至没有医生用的那种针头，我就是拿普通的缝衣针那么缝的。
I just got a needle from my wife's sewing kit and boiled it in some water and got some plastic thread, the polyester thread.
哇，我就是把太太那个针线包里的那个针拿出来，然后找了一段塑料线，就把这个伤口缝起来，不是胶纸，是把这个伤口这个皮肤给缝起来了。
And I just sewed it up.
我就是那么给缝起来了。It's
a little bit hard sewing on your finger, so you can only use one hand, well, and your other fingers.
你在用一个手来缝另一个手的时候，这个动作比较笨拙，所以不太容易。
I wanted my wife to help me, but she said, no, I'm a school teacher, I'm not a nurse. My sister is a nurse.
我想让我太太帮我,她说我是学校的老师,我不是护士,我没法做这个。
And you know, it doesn't feel nice to poke yourself with a pin.
你知道用针来戳你自个儿,这个感觉不是那么很美妙的感觉。
But I said, okay, this has to be done.
但是我想,我既然要这么,必须得这么做,那就这么做了。
And pain is just a feeling.
痛苦只是一种感觉。
So, I did it.
所以我就把伤口缝起来了。
So you see, thinking that way sometimes can help you.
所以你想,这个有时候这么去想,这个想法是很能帮助你的。
But it's also a good illustration for us to understand love.
但是这也是让帮助我们去理解什么是爱的一个很好的比喻。
Feelings come and feelings go.
感觉会来也会走。We
can't depend on feelings.
我们不能够依靠感觉。Love
is a decision.
爱是一个决定。
God made a decision to love us.
神做了一个决定,他要爱我们。
And now then, back to the text that we were reading.
然后我们回到我们刚才读的经节。
In this verse, we are instructed to love God in four different ways.
在这段经节里,神告诉我们要从四个方面去爱神。
We're to love Him with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength.
要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
And very quickly, let's just look at these.
我们来看一看这说了些什么。
It says we are to love God with all of our heart.
我们要尽心去爱主。
That's something within us. We are to love Him very intensely.
这是在我们心里面，我们要全心全意的去爱他。
And we are to love Him actively in every possible way.
我们应该积极地去爱神,在一切可能的方法来去爱神。
What can you do to love God in this way?
你怎么样才能够做到用这样的方式去爱神呢?
It's a good question.
这是很好的一个问题。
The second way.
第二个方面。
We're to love God with all of our soul or all of our life.
我们要用我们的生命,我们的性灵去爱神。
We are to love God so purely that life and death are nothing to us.
我们对神的爱是这样纯粹,生和死对我们都不重要。
Only that life comes from God and death leads to God.
因为生命是从神而来,我们死了以后,我们会到神那里去。
You know, friends, when we stop and think about loving God this way, it's very interesting.
朋友们，当我们想用这种方式去爱神的时候，这是很有趣的一件事情。
When we're here on this earth, it's easy for us to become preoccupied with the things that we have to do each day.
我们在日常生活中很容易被各种繁琐的事情所占据我们的头脑。
We have to provide for our families, and that takes lots of effort.
我们得要给家里的人提供食物，这些通常我们很努力的去工作，就是为了这个。
But if we could stop and realize that this life is only just a short little place of preparation for all of eternity.
但是让我们仔细的想一想，我们在这个生命之中，实际上它只是我们人生的一个很短暂的一个阶段，我们是为我们以后永生来做准备的。
And did you ever think about how long eternity is?
你想过没有，永恒是多远？
That's not even the right way, a proper way to think about eternity, how long it is.
这实际上去想永恒有多远，实际上这个问题本身就不对。
But that proves the point. We do not understand eternity.
但是证明说我们没法子去理解永恒。
You know, we think back, it's hard for us to imagine life before we were born, except that we have history books.
我们很难想象在我们出生之前这个世界是什么样的，我们只能看历史书。
But there was a day that we were born.
然后有一天我们生下来。
There will come a day that we die.
也会有一天我们会死。
But after we die, can you imagine life without us in it?
在我们死了之后，你能想象这个世界没有我们将会是什么样子吗？
Well, mechanically we can think of that, but it doesn't seem real to us.
我们可以很机械的去想生前身后的事情，但是这些对我们都不真实。
But you see, because our days are numbered, it's difficult for us to understand eternity.
因为我们的日子是可以数算的过来的，所以我们很难去想象永恒。
But what is life?
但是生命是什么呢？
Except a place, a time of preparation to spend eternity.
只是一个地方，一段时间让我们为永生来做准备。
But do you know it was loving God with all of our soul or with all of our life? That produced the blood of the martyrs that was the seed of the church.
你知道，就是尽信爱主爱神，是我们这些以前为我们教会所死的这些圣徒的血种下的撒下的种子。
In Revelation 12:11, it says, "They overcame through the blood of the Lamb, and they loved not their lives unto the death."
在启示录十二章十三节，他说到圣徒们靠着这个羔羊的宝血。他们战胜了死亡。
Well, the third way.
第三个方面。
We are instructed to love God with all of our minds or all of our intellect.
我们要敬意爱主。
You know, I think that's a little bit easier for us to think about.
这好像好理解一点。
To me, this is that we are to apply ourselves to knowing God.
这对我来讲意味着我们应该去努力地认识神。
To apply our minds to bring glory to God.
用我们的思想，用我们的意念来把荣耀归给神。
Fathers, is everything that you do bring glory to God?
不管你做什么，都尽量的要荣耀神。
It should.
应该是这样。
And then the fourth way.
第四个方面。
We are to love God with all of our strength.
我们应该尽力爱主我们的神。
All of the powers of our body and our soul.
我们身体上、灵魂上所有的力量
，not holding back work or cost or influence or authority or talents that we may have。
不管是我们有什么样的天赋，我们有什么样的能力，我们不能够有任何的保留。
Loving God with everything that's within us。
用我们内心里所有的一切去爱神。
Well, one other thought comes to my mind at this point.
在这个时候，我突然又有了另外一个想法。
The love of God is very difficult to comprehend.
神的爱是很难去理解的。
But how are we to learn about the love of God?
但是我们怎么样去了解神的爱呢？
And you know, I'm convinced that the very best way for us to learn about the love of God is from our fathers.
我想，我们去爱神最好的办法去学习神的爱，是通过我们的父亲去爱。
Mother's love is very, very important. Very important.
母亲的爱非常非常重要。
Do you know, I've read from social workers that Children who do not have a father actively in their lives have great trouble making adjustments to life.
我曾经看到过社会工作者所写的文章，说到在家里如果没有一个父亲在孩子的生活之中，那么这个孩子的生活他很难调整自己的角色去适应社会。
Mothers are very, very necessary.
母亲们当然是非常必须的了。
And you know, the popular thinking in the world today would like to minimize fathers and the ideas to tear down the family.
你知道现在这个社会一个很受欢迎的想法就是把家庭要给只是注重母亲的角色，把父亲要移出这家庭的角色。
But fathers, your influence is essential.
但是父亲们，你们的影响对孩子非常非常重要。
Do you know it's not the only way? Through our fathers is not the only way to learn of God's love.
要去了解神的爱，通过父亲的爱去了解，这不是唯一的办法。
If you didn't learn about the love of God from your fathers,You can still know about his love.
如果你没有从你的父亲那里得到神的爱的一种解释的话，你仍然可以学习去像神那样去理解神的爱。
But if we as fathers can teach our children about the love of God,
但是如果作为父亲，我们能够教我们的孩子神的爱是什么，
It's a great advantage to them.
对孩子们这是非常有好处的。
I'm very, very happy to say this morning that I had such a father.
我很高兴地告诉大家，我有这样一个父亲。
And on this Father's Day, I'd like to tell you a little bit of a story about my father.
在今天这个父亲节这个日子，我很想跟大家讲一个我父亲的故事。
I'm the youngest of six children.
我是六孩子里最小的一个。
My father was a pastor and a missionary for 48 years, and then he had a slight stroke and had to retire.
我父亲做了48年的牧师和宣教士，然后他有一次小小的中风，所以只好退休了。
Now his parents were not Christians.
他的父母亲并不是基督徒。
My grandparents.
我的祖父母他们不是基督徒。
But my father came to know Jesus Christ his senior year in high school.
但是我父亲是在他高中第二年他认识了主。
They lived out in the country. My grandfather was a farmer.
我的祖父是个农夫。
And they had revival meetings at the church in the community.
他们在这社区啊教会里他们有复兴会。
And so my father walked 3 or 4 miles to church.
我父亲要走三四里路去参加教会的崇拜。
You know, a long time ago and out in the country there wasn't a lot going on.
你知道在乡下以前的时候乡下没什么事情可做的。
And so going to church was kind of a social function.
所以去教会对大家来说好像是参加一种什么社会活动一样。
He didn't go to church because he was hungry for God.
他去教会他并不是因为他心里渴慕神。
He didn't know that much about God.
他根本就不对神不了解什么。
But he went to be with the young people, the people that he went to school with.
他去教会是为了和年轻人们一起玩。
It was just something to do.
他只是有一件事情可以做。
But God had made a divine appointment with him.
但是神跟他有一个约会。
The Holy Spirit dealt with his heart and he came to know Jesus Christ and it changed his life forever.
圣灵在他心里做工，他认识了神，他的生命从此改变。
And then you know, you think about how one life affects another. How many dozens of lives has that one decision that he made affected?
但是你知道，一个人的生命可以影响很多人的生命，有很多人的生命就是因为他的改变而得到改变。
But I'd like to point out a few things about our relationship, the relationship with my father and his children.
我想要指出来的几点就是我和我父亲的关系，我父亲跟他的孩子们的关系。
And especially the relationship between my father and myself.
特别是我父亲和我的关系。
But my brothers and sisters would have a similar story.
我的兄弟姐妹们也许会有同样的一个故事去讲。
But first of all, fathers, I'm speaking to you especially this morning.He taught me to love God.
但是父亲们，我今天早上特别想要跟你们说，我父亲教我怎样去爱神。
And you know, this can get very complicated.
你知道这个讲起来可能很复杂。
But when we are young children, our parents, our fathers especially, are God to us.
知道当我们是小孩子的时候，我们的父亲在我们眼里就像神一样。
They are the law. They are the rule.
他们就是律法，他们就是规定。
And our understanding of God comes from the experience we have with our parents many times.
我对神的理解通常就是来自于我对父母亲的理解。
But my father taught me by his example.
我父亲是以身作则来教训我。
His life was totally, completely surrendered to God.
他的生命完完全全地降服在神的脚下。
As I mentioned, he was a pastor and a missionary, worked with people in many different kinds of situations.
他是一个牧师，也是个宣教士，他跟很多很多不同的背景的人有过交道。
I've seen him under pressure many different times. He always did the right thing.
我看到过他在很多时候他经历很大的压力，但他总是做出正确的选择。
He told me how to live.
他告诉我怎么样去生活。
He told me how to reason, how to make decisions.
他告诉我怎样去做出决定。
And then he proved what he told me by his example.
然后他用他自己的行为来证明他所教给我的这些道理。
It's so powerful.
这是非常有力的。
You know, it's one thing to be taught by words.
你知道用言语来教育孩子是一回事。
But fathers, when we follow through with our lives, it's so powerful.
但是父亲们，当我们以身作则来做这些我们教育孩子们的事情的时候，这是非常非常有力的见证。
Not only did he teach me to love God, he taught me to obey God.
他不只是教育我要爱神，他更告诉我要服从神。
And he taught me that to love God is to obey God.
他告诉我去爱神就是去顺服神。
You know, when you just know somebody casually, you know one part of their lives.
如果你跟一个人仅仅是认识而已，你知道他只是他人生的一个方面。
Perhaps a coworker that you have at your place of work, you know that person fairly well.
也许你了解你的一个同事，但是你只是在普通的层面上去了解他。
But you don't know that person nearly as well as his children know him.
但是你不像他的孩子们那样了解他。
You don't know that person nearly as well as that person's husband or wife knows that person.
你也不像这个人的妻子或者丈夫那样了解他。
I lived with my father.
我和我父亲一起生活。
Just day by day by day, I lived with him.
每一天每一天我都跟他一起生活。
He was honest.
他非常诚实。
He wouldn't lie.
他从来不撒谎。
If it cost him money, he wouldn't lie.
即使是要有时候他为了要花钱，但是他也绝对不撒谎。
He was honest.
他非常诚实。
It's a very, very strong statement to me as a young boy.
对我来说，当我是个小孩子的时候，这是非常非常有力的见证。
And he taught me not to lie.
他教育我永远不要撒谎。
Very, very firmly, he taught me not to lie.
他非常坚定，对这一点很坚持，不能撒谎。
He taught me that God's word was law.
他告诉我神的话就是律法。
No question about it.
没有任何问题。
God's word was to be examined and it was to be discussed.
神的话难道是要被检验，要被讨论的吗？
But God's word was never to be doubted.
但是神的话永远是不能够被怀疑的。
And it was never to be added to or taken away from.
而且也没有任何可以添加，可以修改的。
He taught me that God's word is to be lived and that it shapes every part of our lives.
他告诉我神的话是让我们去用亲身生活去经历的。
And you know, he taught me about our culture and our lifestyle.
他教育我关于我们这个美国的文化和我们生活方式。
He taught me that our culture is very, very important and our culture should be shaped by God's law.But it is not God's law.
他告诉我们，我们的文化是对我们来讲应该是神的律法，但实际上并不是如此。
And you know that understanding that he gave me of this has helped me to worship God in his exalted position.
你知道，我理解我父亲的这些话，在对我对于神的这种敬拜上有很大的帮助。
And to leave people and their opinions in their proper place.
而且也帮助我去理解人们怎么样，他们怎么去想。
Now don't mistake what I'm saying.
不要误解我的意思。
What people think is important.
人们所想的很重要。
I do not want to offend anybody here this morning.
我不想激怒你们在座的每一个人。
But if it's a choice between offending somebody here this morning and offending God, then the choice is clear.
但是如果激怒人和激怒神之间要做一个选择，我想这个答案是很明白。
And then, you know, my father taught me to work.
我的父亲教育我怎么样去工作。
And you know, we were just talking about culture. I think that a good work ethic comes from God.
我们刚才讲到文化，我想一个工作之中，就是对你工作的这种怎么讲 ethic， 你的工作的这种伦理、这种道德的观念，也是来自于神。
It's okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Let me tell you one little story that will make a good example, I think.
我想给大家举个例子。
This incident happened when I was about 5 years old. Not more than six, but I think I was maybe 4.5 or 5 years old.
我想这个事情发生的时候，我大概是四岁半到五岁的时候，反正是不到六岁。
We lived in Colorado.
我们在科罗拉多生活。
And my father pastored a church there, and the parsonage had a big backyard.
我父亲在一个教会里牧会，我们这个牧师住的地方有很大的一个后院。
And back in the backyard, we found a big hole.
我们在那个后院里发现一个好大的一个坑。
Actually, what it was an old abandoned septic tank.
它只是被什么人丢弃的一个很大的一个废弃的一个坑。
But I remember looking down in that hole, and it was way down there.
然后我记得我那时候就趴在那个口上去看，好像好深的一个坑。
It was just a big hole. I looked and there was brick. It was made with brick. You could see the red brick all going around in a circle.
然后我往底下看，它这个坑的四周是用砖给砌起来的。
And I was scared.
我很害怕。
You know, I was just a little boy.
我只不过才四五岁的一个小男孩。
And I shouted for my brothers, and they came and looked, and then they called my father.
然后我大叫，叫我的哥哥们来，然后我爸爸也跑来了。
And my father didn't like that hole.
我父亲不喜欢那个大坑。
He said somebody may fall into that and get hurt.
他说，要是有人一不小心掉进去，那可能会受伤的。
It seems like that I remember him saying that he thought it was about 9 feet deep.
我记得那时候他说那个坑大概有9英尺深。
So you see, as a little boy, why it scared me so.
所以我当时只是个小孩子，我好害怕。
And so, my father said, "This is what we're going to do."
然后父亲说，这是我们要做的。
We're going to put a cover over this, and then we're going to fill it with dirt and with leaves and all kinds of whatever we have. We're going to fill it with that.
我们要在上面加一个盖子，而且不管是土啊、叶子啊，什么东西，我们都往里填，直到把这个坑给填平了。
Then we can get rid of our lawn clippings and things, and we'll fill the hole, so we'll do two good things.
然后我们把这个坑填平，我们可以做两件事情。
And so he made something to cover it with. It was kind of like a gate. You know, it was a wooden frame with some wire across it.
然后他就做了一个盖子，盖在这坑上面的一个，用木头做了盖子。
So the hole could be seen, but it was safe.
然后我们可以看到那个坑，但是现在是安全的了，因为口已经给盖住了。
And so in this little town, I'll tell you another part of the story. In this little town, there was a city park. It had a nice little lake, and there was lots of ducks. We children thought it was just the nicest thing in the world that you could think of to get a loaf of bread, and all of us go down there and break it up in pieces and feed the ducks.
我们小孩子觉得这世界上最好玩的事情就是拿一团面包跑去喂鸭子。
Now, if you wanted to do something special, that was what you did. And so our neighbor asked our parents, they said, "We're going to bring our little girl down to the city park to feed ducks. We'd like to bring your children with us."
我们的邻居说，我们要带女儿去这个池边喂鸭子，我们想把你的孩子也带去。
And we're going to do this after lunch.
我们在午饭后就打算去。
It was on a Saturday, and my father or my mother said, "Oh, that'll be just fine because we're all working in the yard this morning. We're cutting the grass and weeding flower beds and cleaning things up, and that's good because we finished this morning, then the children can go in the afternoon."
我父母亲说，好啊，今天星期六，我们上午已经把这个花园都剪过草，然后修剪过花，孩子们干了一上午，现在可以休息一下了。星期六下午跟你们去没问题。
And so everybody was excited, especially me.
每个人都特激动，我尤其激动。
And my job was to carry leaves and grass clippings and throw them in the hole.
早上我的工作是把这个落叶还有剪下来的这些花枝什么的收起来，填到那个大坑里去。
And so there I was, and I can't remember. It seems like maybe they had me a piece of canvas, and I would pull that and then roll it over and dump the leaves.
我记得那时候我的工作大概是用一大块布把这些东西这个这落叶什么的收集起来给丢到那个洞里去。
But that cover was a little bit heavy.
但是那个盖子这个坑上的盖子有点重。
You can imagine it couldn't have been very heavy because I could pick it up, but I had to work at it.
但是我想不会太重吧，因为那时候我是个小孩子，我都能把它抬起来，不过我还是要花一点力气才能把那个盖子拿起来。
And so I was supposed to pick it up and lay it over the other way and then put this trash in the hole.
所以我该做的就是我应该把这个盖子掀起来放在一边，然后把这些垃圾啊什么的丢到坑里去。
But I thought, oh, that's too much work.
然后我想，哎呀，这工作太重了。
And besides, the leaves should fall through the wire anyway.
而且这个盖子又上面只是一些用电线拉起来的，这里面有好多缝隙，我可能把那个叶子撒在上面，它就自己漏进去了。
If it doesn't, I'll take care of it later because I want to go feed the ducks.
如果没漏进去没关系，我回头我先去喂鸭子，回来再做。
So you can imagine what happened.
所以你们可以想象到底发生了什么。
I put leaves and sticks and leaves and sticks and made a big heap over this hole.
我只是把这个叶子垃圾什么的全都丢在那个盖子上面，然后慢慢的这个盖子上面就堆了一大堆垃圾。
And I was all done. I was ready to go.
然后我就干完了，我把手拍一拍，准备要去喂鸭子了。
I was just happy and excited. I wanted to go feed the ducks.
我好激动啊，好高兴，因为喂鸭子是很好玩的事情。
There's only one thing I didn't count on.
但是这有一件事情我没想到。
My dad was going to check and make sure everything was done right first.
我爸爸要检查一切，看看事情是不是都已经很好的做完了。
So he checked the grass, and my brothers had pushed the lawnmower, and they had cut the grass real nice, and my sisters and whoever they had weeded the flower beds, and all the weeds were gone, and it was just real nice.The sidewalk was swept and it was just real nice. And then he walked around to the backyard over way back to make sure that all of the rubbish was thrown away properly.
我哥哥们的任务是剪草坪，他们把草坪修剪得很漂亮。然后我姐姐们的任务是把那个家里的那个门口的车道给扫干净，然后把这个花园里的那个野花野草都给拔掉。他们做的都很好，弄得很干净。然后爸爸就到后院里去看看这个洞这边，这垃圾是不是已经也给丢得很好。
And you can imagine my father was not happy.
你们看，可以想象我爸爸不太高兴。
I said, well, he said, now you won't have time to go to the park because they're ready to leave now.
然后爸爸说，你现在没时间去喂鸭子了，因为他们已经打算要走了。
I said, oh, but I can hurry real fast and I can get it cleaned up and do it right.
然后我说，爸，没关系，我快快的做，很快做完，我就跟他们一起去。
Because you know, Dad, I thought it was so heavy and I thought most of it would fall through anyway.
爸爸，你知道，我觉得这盖子太重了，我每次都要掀起来。我想这个垃圾自己会掉进去的。
You know, I had the very best excuses.
我有很好的理由。
Because you know, I'm not very big and it's heavy too.
因为我只是个小孩子嘛，而且那个盖子又那么重。
But my father wasn't impressed.
但是我爸爸毫不为所动。
He said no.
他说
you cannot go.
不行，你不能去。
He said you may be able to get it cleaned up very quickly in time and be ready.Before they go, but still, you will not go to the park and feed the ducks.
他说，也许你能够赶在他们走之前把这块都弄干净，把垃圾都丢进去，但是你不能跟他们一起去喂鸭子。
He said, because you are going to learn something.
因为他说你要学到一些什么东西。
You are going to learn to obey me.
你要学会来服从我。
And you're going to learn to do a good job.
而且你要学会怎么样把一件事情做好。
You're going to learn to do the right thing, even if it's difficult.
而且你要学会怎么样去做一件对的事情，尽管是很难去做到的事情。
So now you clean this up and you stay home with me.
你现在把这个坑打扫干净，然后在家里跟我在一起。
And so he said, now the first thing you have to do is to open the hole.
他说第一件事情你要把这个洞口打开。
But with all the leaves and everything, it was so heavy I couldn't pick it up.
但是这个盖子上面盖的全都是垃圾，我根本就挪不动。
And so he said, I'm not sure I should do this, but I'll help you.
他爸爸说，我不知道我是不是该这么做，不过我还是要帮你。
And so he helped me pick this up and dump the leaves.
然后爸爸就帮我把盖子挪开，把垃圾都倒进去。
And he helped me with the rake to put them in the hole.
然后他帮着我一起把这些叶子、垃圾都收集起来，丢到那个洞里。
And then I laid the cover back over the hole.
然后我把这个盖子把洞口盖上了。
And then my father talked to me.
然后爸爸对我说，
And he explained to me,
他对我解释，
kind of what I've just said to you, that I have to learn.
就像我刚才跟你们讲的，我要学习一点什么。
To obey, to follow directions, to do the right thing, to work hard.
我要学习来顺服，而且要努力工作，把事情做好，而且要 去做正确的选择。
Now, do you think that made an impression on me?
您觉得这件事情对我有很深的印象吗？
Now, some of you say I'm young, some of you say I'm old. I'm 48 years old.
你们中间也许有的人觉得我还年轻，有的人觉得我已经老了。我今年48岁。
And you see that I remember quite a few details about that experience.
你们看，我到这么多年以后，我仍然记得这件事情的每一个细节。
But you know, I think something made it much, much more powerful than it would have been otherwise.
但是你们知道，这里边有一些事情就是非给我有很大的影响。
My father was not happy.
我爸爸那时候他不高兴。
But he didn't act angry.
但是他没有表现出来，他没有很对我生气。
He was very firm.
他很坚定。
But he acted in love.
但是他的行为却表现的是爱。
He taught me how to work.
他教我怎么样去工作。
He taught me by his example.
他用他自己的行为作为例子来教育我。
He also taught me by his attitude toward work.
而且他对工作的态度也对我是个很好的一个榜样。
And then you know, fathers, there's one other thing that he taught me that is very important to me.
父亲们，有一件事情我父亲教给我，对我非常重要。
He taught me to never give up.
他告诉我永不放弃。
Quitting was something that he didn't have any experience with.
就是一件事情没做完他就不做了，这是他从来没有做过的事情。
And he didn't expect me to quit either.
他也不希望我放弃。
He would encourage me when I had a project to do. He would encourage me to find a better, easier way.
当我有一件什么事情去做的时候，他总是鼓励我去找一个更好的或者更容易的办法。
That was good.
这很好。
But he would never accept defeat.
但他绝对不接受失败。
You know, a few times he especially helped me to understand this.
有时候有那么几次，他帮助我理解这件事情。
He would say something like this directly to me.
他会直接的对我说。
He would look me right in the eye.
他看着我的眼睛。
And because he's my father, he would shake his finger just about like I'm shaking it.
然后他用指头指着我，就好像我指着大家一样。
And he would say, "Joe Albert, if you say can't one more time, you'll get a spanking."
他告诉我说 ，Albert， 如果你再说一次我不能做，我就要打你的屁股。
And you know, I learned to find a way.
你知道，我就是从这儿我学习到怎么样去找一个办法。
Oh, he wasn't cruel with that.
他并不是残酷的人。
He would give me some ideas sometimes on how to find an easier way.
他有时候会帮助我找一些想法，怎么样把事情做得更容易、更好。
But he taught me some important lessons.
但是他教给我一些非常重要的功课。
And you know, it paid off.
你知道，其实这么多年以后，我意识到这个是有回报的。
I'm not here to tell you how well it paid off.
我不想告诉你们我得到的回报有多少。
I'll leave that to the Lord, but there's one thing I want to show you.
但是有件事情我想告诉大家。
He was always faithful.
他对神非常信实。
And when it came to that moment of truth in my own life, when I stood face to face with God and I was to make that decision.
当我在神的面前准备做出那个重要的决定的时候。
His training came through.
他对我的训练这时候就起了作用。
I remember I had become very rebellious as a teenager.
我记得我当我是青少年的时候，我也是很反叛的一个孩子。
When I came to this point, I was 16 years old.
我16岁的时候。
My parents were at that time missionaries in Papua New Guinea.
我的父母亲那时候是在非洲那个国家做宣教士。
And I was as rebellious as a young person could be.
我是就像所有的最反叛的青少年一样，我是个很反叛的孩子。
And I know my parents were praying for me.
我知道父母亲都在为我祷告。
And I was under conviction. The Holy Spirit was convicting my heart.
圣灵在我心里做工。
And as I fought against this conviction in my heart,
我在心里就跟这个良心跟圣灵作战。
I tried to tell myself that there is nothing to salvation.
我想对我自己说，这根本就没有什么救恩。
And I would think about this person that I saw fail, and I'd think about that person that I'd seen fail, and I'd say, see, nothing to it.
然后我给我自己找理由，找例子。我说这个人也失败了，那个人也失败了，所以就根本没有什么救恩。
And then I would think of some highly respected pastor or some evangelist, somebody that I knew.
然后又会想到一些当时非常受尊重的一些牧师或者是宣教人，我认识的这些人。
And I would say, yes, they're pretty good people, but I didn't live with them. If I lived with them, there would be mistakes in their life.
然后我就觉得说，他们都是很好的人，但是我没有跟他们一起生活，所以我没有看到他们生活中的错误。如果是一块生活的话，我肯定可以看到的。But
I always had to go back to my father and my mother.
但是到最后，我总是会想到我的父亲和母亲。And
you know, we talk about the walk and the talk. Well, their talk was the same as their walk.
你知道我们有时候会说 walk the talk 就是说你说到什么你就要做到什么我的父母亲从来都是那样他们说到的他们一定做得到
In my hour of crisis I had to admit salvation is true
在我这个心里的挣扎之中我还是知道这个救恩是真实存在的
God's salvation is real and it's true I had seen it lived in front of me
神的救恩是真实可信真实存在的因为我看到
I'd seen it tried and I'd seen it tested.
And I'm
thankful to my father for being real and living true an entire lifetime.
而且我非常感激我的父亲，他一生他都是在真实的生活在他的信心之中。
It's made a powerful, powerful impact on my life and the lives of my brothers and sisters.
对我和我的弟兄姐妹，这个影响是非常巨大的。Please
forgive me, I've spoken too long this morning.
请大家原谅我，今天早上我说的有点长了。But
you know, I believe that I had what God wants for us this morning.
但是我相信神要我跟大家说些什么。Some
things that we don't usually put together, fathers and love.
有些事情我们通常不会放在一起，父亲和爱。
But because of that, a father's love is so very powerful.
但是父亲的爱是多么有力。
Let's study the love of God.
我们在学习神的爱。
He is the pattern.
他是我们的榜样。
You know, I think of my father and I think I've thought of him many times. What would he do as I raise my children?
当我在教育我自己的孩子的时候，我常常会想到我的父亲。我父亲会怎么做呢？
And it's good for us to have earthly examples.
对我们来讲，如果在这个生活之中，我们有个榜样可以去遵循的话，这是很好的。It's
good for us to be an example.
而且，如果我们能够成为别人的榜样，这也是很好的。But
our Heavenly Father is the example.
但是我们在天上的父，他是我们的榜样。Think
about these things. Thank you so much for your attention this morning.
大家，我希望你们都想一想，然后感谢大家来听我的讲道。
God bless you.
神保佑你。